Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny, breezy, upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies 36, and Thursday becoming sunny, upper 50s. Right now, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Kansas head football coach Les Miles is out of a job in the wake of sexual misconduct allegations from his time at LSU. The departure comes on the heels of a 148-page review by a law firm hired by LSU. It accuses Miles of trying to sexualize the staff of student workers in the football program. The Associated Press reports he allegedly demanded blondes with big breasts and pretty girls. The report also revealed that then-LSU athletic director Joe Oliva recommended in 2013 university officials fire Miles. The 67-year-old Miles was 3-18 in two seasons with the Jayhawks. A 32-year-old man is in custody after a child died in a hit-and-run accident in Wichita yesterday morning. The 4-year-old boy was struck by a pickup truck when he and his mother were crossing a street. Police arrested 32-year-old Marcus Downey on potential charges of felony hit-and-run and driving with a suspended license. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Big news on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Officials in central Nebraska say a pilot died in a small plane crash in Custer County. The sheriff's office says the crash happened on Saturday when the office received a report shortly after 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon that a single-engine plane had failed to arrive at a Colorado airport as scheduled. The Custer County Sheriff's Office says the wreckage of the plane was found several hours later in a pasture southwest of Ansley. Officials say the body of the plane's pilot and sole occupant, 74-year-old Keith Walker of Mason City, Iowa, was found in the wreckage. Nebraska officials may start using mobile sites to help expand the number of places where residents can get a coronavirus vaccine as the number of available doses increases. Governor Pete Ricketts made the comments as the number of new vaccinations administered continues to trend upward. Statewide, 12% of Nebraska residents who are at least 16 years old have been fully vaccinated. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes advised county commissioners Monday that a mass COVID-19 vaccination clinic is planned this Thursday, March 11th, 7 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Open to anyone age 65 and older who lives, works, or has a doctor in Marshall County. No advance appointments necessary. A follow-up booster shot mass clinic is planned April 8th. Please wear a mask. Again, this mass vaccination clinic, open to anyone age 65 or older who lives, works, or has a doctor in Marshall County, will be at Marysville's historic Union Pacific Depot this Thursday, 7 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. County commissioners at last week's meeting heard from Ellen Barber with the Partnership for Growth and Austin Masters with USDA to discuss financing for the proposed jail project. Current loan rates are 2.125%. Board would need to fill out pre-application papers to see if the county would qualify. A construction loan would need to be secured for actual construction of a jail. Then bonds would be issued to finalize the USDA loan. Bond counsel would need to be retained to assist with the process. The board plans to fund the project with existing funds and may possibly secure a USDA loan with a 10-year repayment, if not increasing the mill levy. Valuation notices have been sent out and are now available. Ag value comparisons from 2020 to 21 showed approximately a 4% increase. Public Works Administrator reported they would start work on the bridge in Rock Township on 25th Road. Road crews will begin hauling rock and blading roads as weather permits. Bridge construction in Lincoln Township is progressing. Lloyd Builders met with the board, which recently terminated their contract as construction manager at risk for the jail project. They admitted shock at the abrupt termination without correspondence prior to the letter. Commissioners advised it was nothing Lloyd Builders did wrong, but since nothing's been done on the project for some time, they thought it best to start fresh. Lloyd Builders was hoping they would consider rebidding the project if and when it proceeds. County Councilor Jason Brenninger advised of surrounding counties' removal of mask mandates at this time and might put the issue on a future agenda. Approval was given to hire Bridger Yousey and Brooke Feldhausen as clerks in the appraiser's office. Washington County Commissioners Monday adopted a resolution eliminating the requirement of but strongly recommending use of masks or their face coverings to reduce potential COVID exposure. The meeting last week was mostly routine business and included discussion of county roads and maintenance plans. Nemahal County Commissioners advised that some work has been started in connection with the Irish Creek Project in Nemahal County. County Attorney will contact NextEra, advising they're in violation of the road use agreement for the project. Work will be suspended until issues are resolved. Emergency Preparedness Director advised that he checked with Northeast District Emergency Management concerning large energy bills received recently. There is no federal money available to help with these. Entities were advised to go to the League of Municipalities to file a complaint. Commissioners discussed declaring a state of emergency for that extended cold snap in February, resulting in increased utility costs. Members of the Nemahal County Planning Commission shared concerns regarding performance with Marvin Planning Consultants to this point in the process on a county plan. The county attorney recommended payments be stopped until the work's complete that is projected by the contract. Lily C. Harkness passed away December 31st in Arizona. Funeral services planned Saturday, March 13th, 2 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home will stream the service live on their Facebook page and are in charge of arrangements for Lily Harkness. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, a baked potato, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:13.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
This week at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, we are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. Hello, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, located in Marysville. This year, our theme is Sent to Serve. Along with several fun activities planned for this week, we have some great service projects lined up. Every day, we have a different theme for dress-up. Today is my favorite, Pajama Day. We will start our day with devotions led by the 5th and 6th grade class, and later this afternoon, we will make crafts for our local care homes. Today, I have Afton Harries with me, an 8th grader this year. She's going to tell us about her favorite memories at Good Shepherd.
My name is Afton, and I encourage kids to come to Good Shepherd Lutheran School because of Lutheran Schools Week, where we do lots of fun activities. In kindergarten, we like to do the bear hunt and also the small classroom so that you can get along with everybody.
We are proud to offer a Christ-centered education in a state-accredited school with small class sizes. All denominations are welcome at Good Shepherd. We serve students preschool through 8th grade. If you'd like to set up a time to tour our school and meet our teachers, please call us at 785-562-3181.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We are seeing some very warm temperatures across the area well into the 60s and 70s. Some areas into the 80s as we head through the day, continuing into tomorrow. We have a low pressure system that will be moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms ahead of this system as we head into tomorrow, continuing into tomorrow night into Thursday. And then we're going to see cooler temperatures with another cold front that will sweep through the area as we head into Friday night. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, upper 70s. And tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 36 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 55. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 28. The record low was 1. Sunset this evening, 6:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48. Degrees. Sunny skies this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 9th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to Shamrock Marysville. It's the premier shopping event in Marysville this Saturday. Check in from 8:50 to 9:15 a.m. at the Main Street office at 617 Broadway, and you'll get a complimentary cookie or cupcake along with your shopping sheet. Get ready for fun, games, and prizes, including $250 in chamber bucks you can win throughout the morning. It's time to mix and mingle, shop and play with Shamrock Marysville this Saturday morning.
Les Miles, Done at Kansas, and A Chance to Dance. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Les Miles is out as Kansas's head football coach. Here's ESPN's Steve Levy.
Late Monday night, the University of Kansas tweeted that the two sides have mutually agreed to part ways effective immediately. Kansas had placed head football coach Les Miles on administrative leave on Friday night after consecutive days of reports of misbehavior with female students while he was at LSU.
Dak Prescott's getting paid, the Cowboys quarterback agreeing to a four-year, $160 million contract, $126 mil guaranteed. ESPN's Todd Archer on what's next.
Now it's winning, and winning the big game. And that's always what the Cowboys quarterback is judged on, from Roger Staubach to Troy Aikman. Remember, Danny White, three NFC title games, wasn't good enough. Tony Romo, a long, successful run, wasn't good enough. Now Dak is going to be judged by Super Bowls. He's no longer that plucky fourth-round pick.
This is ABC Sports. Appalachian State upset Georgia State to win the Sun Belt Championship and punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament.
Almanasi, top of the arc, goes to Gregory. Donovan fakes away. Dribble handoff to Delph. Adrian, free throw line. 5 seconds left. Open in the corner, Duhart. 3 seconds left. Behind the back, Almanasi, fadeaway jumper. Yes!
The call on 97.3 WKBC. App State wins 80-73. Michael Almanasi finished with a career-high 32 points, and the Mountaineers returned to the Big Dance for the first time in two decades. Women's college hoops, UConn winning the Big East title, stomping Marquette.
Here's Becker's top of the key, on the right to Westbrook. Spots up for a triple, and she hits. It is raining threes at Uncasville.
The call on UConn IMG Sports Network. Paige Becker scored 23 and rallied the Huskies to a 73-39 laugher. UConn enters the NCAA tournament on a 14-game winning streak. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
State basketball tips off Tuesday for the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs and Hanover Wildcats. We'll air the 6 p.m. tip-off with Valley Heights hosting Wobunsee on KNDY FM 95.5 and the 6 p.m. tip-off with the Hanover Boys hosting St. John's at Marysville on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and via the respective mobile app for each station. State basketball excitement, live Tuesday night on KNDY.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Lease a new 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right, drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43,640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. 41,144 sales price, 47,50 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. 299 due at signing with lease rate just 269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Producers now have until April 9th to sign up for the Quality Loss Adjustment Program that offers aid for crop quality losses due to qualifying natural disasters like hurricanes, floods, drought in 2018 and 2019. FSA extended the deadline from March 5th to give growers a way other than paperwork to demonstrate the price they received for grain sold in the feed market, as well as show some quality losses. Now, since quality loss conditions were so widespread, especially in the northern plains, elevators were not documenting them, and that according to Farm Service Agency Associate Administrator Steve Peterson. He said FSA has eased up with that requirement, said if they're willing to work with their elevator, they should still maintain eligibility and access the program. Over 8,100 producers have signed up since FSA opened up the application process on January the 6th. U.S. dairy groups issuing a joint comment on Canada's Phase 2 consultation and its comprehensive review of allocation and administration of tariff rate quotas for dairy, poultry, and eggs. The group includes U.S. Dairy Export Council, National Milk Producers Federation, and International Dairy Food Association. The three organizations have repeatedly expressed concern on the issue related to commitments in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And are united that Canada must dramatically reform its policies regarding the administration and allocation of its TRQs. The joint comments elaborate those TRQ compliance concerns, outlining that the U.S. dairy industry insists upon realizing the full benefit of the USMCA market access that Canada commitment to provide. In 2020, the U.S. exported almost $676 million in dairy products to Canada. That's well short of the gains estimated to occur under USMCA by the U.S. International Trade Commission in a report back in 2019. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's the latest Larry Steckline report from CAKE News.
Interestingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, agricultural groups across the country say they're willing to work with President Joe Biden and his administration on voluntary, and I like that, climate strategies after the president signed an executive order pushing the federal government to combat climate change. Real interesting coming out of the North Country. When it comes to aspects of the executive order, most farmers in different ways say they already are dealing with a lot of this. But new numbers from a 2020 Iowa farm and rural life poll just released a few days ago shows, listen to this, 81% of Iowa farmers surveyed say climate change is affecting agriculture in their state. That's right. And the negative impacts could threaten farmer protection and production. That's the highest level ever posted. In fact, most of us in agriculture, and I'm including me, just brushed aside this climate change thing as a hoax. Not sure we can do that anymore. And it's interesting to see that 80% of the farmers are kind of going with me here on this issue as well. It's going to be a program that is initiated from Washington. Looks like if they can keep it voluntary, that makes a lot of sense. The higher number of farmers see that agriculture helps combat climate change if we do it right. No-till, cover crops, that can help. It can reduce greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture.
That again, the Larry Steckline Report from CAKE News, and that's the latest ag news from the Mid-America Ag.
Today we are having a conversation with Chris Allen at Frontier Farm Credit. Chris, over the past year, we've seen a lot of volatility in the economy as a whole, and the ag industry has seen their fair share as well.
That's correct. And January 2020 seems like an eternity ago. We started last year with a Phase 1 trade agreement with China, which brought some optimism to the ag sector. But then, as we all know, COVID hit. At that point, ethanol plants were shutting down. USDA came out and projected 97 million acres of corn being planted, and next thing we knew, commodity markets were crashing. Cattle industry also took a hit as restaurants and schools and overall consumption went down. But by the end of the year, as we fast-forwarded, we ended up with a smaller crop, strong usage, and a shrinking supply of stockpiles, which ultimately provided a harvest boost to prices that are still holding fairly strong today. And overall, our region was fortunate to have average to above average yield.
Highs and lows definitely aren't anything new to farmers and ranchers. What are some things they can do to be better prepared for all of the factors that affect their operation?
You're correct. Farming and ranching has always been a volatile industry with lots of factors that are out of the producer's control, thinking like markets, weather, interest rates. So for us, it's how do you formulate a plan around those to minimize your risk? In order to do that, you really need to have a good understanding of what your operations break even. Every operation has a unique break even to them based on lots of factors. But by knowing this, you're able to make decisions to lock in those profits. For example, being able to make marketing decisions that lock in profits at certain price levels. Crop insurance is another key piece to help minimize your risk. Aside from your multi-peril policy, there are also numerous supplemental policies that can help reduce your risk and even lock in higher guarantees. And lastly, like we were talking interest rate, now's a great time to lock in low, long-term fixed rate. With all the craziness over the past year, one bright side for producers has been historically low interest rate. Locking these in for the next 20, 25, or even 30 years allows you to better plan knowing that these payments will not rise.
As an ag lender, are there any opportunities facing ag producers today?
Yeah, like I mentioned above, crop prices are remaining strong. Now's a good time to take advantage and lock in profits for this fall if you can. This plays in well with knowing your cost of production and how crop insurance guarantees work. Now would be a great time to sit down with your crop insurance provider to go over these options before the March 15th deadline. Our crop insurance agents would be happy to sit down with you and do a free, no-strings-attached policy review to see if it's meeting your risk tolerances. Also, interest rates are still historically low, so now's a great time to review those and look at fixing them for the long term.
As an ag lender, how can producers protect their operations against interest rate risk?
The best option is to lock it in long term, like I've talked about. And this makes planning easier as your payments won't change from year to year. With the economy starting to recover from COVID and the outlook there improving, long term interest rates are inevitably going to go up. Looking at ways to lock them in now will provide you protection when they do move.
What are some ways Frontier Farm Credit can help with this?
Producers make tough decisions every day. We have the expertise and tools to help them make the best decisions for their unique operations. We currently have special financing programs we are running that make this a unique refinancing opportunity for producers. Our interest rate products can be fixed for up to 30 years. We offer flexible payment options. We have on-staff appraisers to ensure a smooth process. And you can get to work with local experts that are dedicated to serving agriculture. I would tell producers to not let this unique opportunity pass without seeing what is available to them. Like I said before, rates won't be here forever.
What else does Frontier Farm Credit offer that is unique?
A unique difference is our co-op structure and the power of being a customer owner. 2020 marked the 17th year we have paid back a portion of our earnings to our customer owners in the form of a dividend check. We distributed over $19 million to our 32-county territory in eastern Kansas, which calculates to 1% of the customer's average daily loan balance for 2020. In terms of dollars, that's $1,000 we paid back for every $100,000 that was borrowed. In effect, this lowers their effective interest rate by 1%. Our board of directors is committed to continuing this trend into the future.
How can people get in touch with you to take advantage of this opportunity?
Sure, they can visit us anytime at frontierfarmcredit.com or give us a call at 1-800-397-3191.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 52 degrees with highs approaching 80 today.
In the country or the city, raising chickens requires constant vigilance. We're talking predators and protection today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Country musician Mickey Gilley has a birthday. As more people are trying their hand at raising backyard chickens, they're finding out just how many predators can be out there, even in suburban areas. Domestic pets, stray cats, skunks, coyotes, snakes, owls, and hawks are only some of the hungry creatures lurking about the chicken coop. Sadly, human mischief often comes into play as well. If you keep chickens, be vigilant about repairing fencing, putting up netting to shield against birds of prey, and consider a hard floor in the coop to prevent entry by digging. And don't discount the value of noise and other human activity to discourage would-be chicken thieves. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Good Tuesday. Les Miles is out as KU's head coach just days after he was placed on administrative leave amid sexual misconduct allegations from his tenure at LSU. Kansas described Miles' departure as a mutual agreement to part ways. He has 3 years left on his original five-year contract with the school. Last week, LSU released a 148-page review by a law firm about the university's handling of sexual misconduct complaints. It described how Miles tried to sexualize the staff of student workers in the football program by, for instance, allegedly demanding that he wanted blondes with big breasts and pretty girls. Elsewhere, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says it could be years before its schools recover from the financial blow they took when COVID-19 shut down sports. Bowlsby believes there is a reason to feel good about the future, which includes the return of men's and women's conference tournaments this week in Kansas City. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
State basketball tournament action began Monday. In girls 1A Division II, St. John's Tipton defeated Wetmore 52-40. Girls 1A Division I, Donefa West over Little River, 57-44. Boys Class 2A, Wabuntsee down Valley Falls, 64-40. Girls Class 3A, Sabetha over Silver Lake, 47-28. Boys Class 4A, McPherson took Abilene, 51-30. In Tuesday play, Boys 1A Division II, Hanover will host St. John's Tipton at Marysville, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com. Boys 1A Division 1, Clifton Clyde at Little River. Girls 2A, Valley Heights hosting Wabuntsee, live on FM 95.5 and KNDYRadio.com. Boys Class 3A, Royal Valley at Rock Creek. Girls Class 4A, Clay Center hosting McPherson, Wamego at Shawnee Mission Mage.
KNDY.
The door slam, and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again?